walking up, and here is the front door to the shop next to the pub. And you must be Sandra.
I am, yes.
Here we are in your shop, Sandra, and you've got everything in here. You've got sweets, you've got tinned food, you've got fresh veg, clothes for sale up there. Is there anything you don't sell?
I don't think there is, actually.
But you do this... you've been landlady here how long?
14 years.
And I hope you don't mind me saying, you're not in the first flush of youth.
No, I bought it when I was 53. I'm now 67.
Had you run a pub before?
I was always done secretarial work.
Yikes, that's pretty bold. Exhausting, it must be.
Yes.
You're determined to keep it going.
Yes, well, after a couple of years, it became obvious there was no shop in the village, and it became obvious that people would have liked one. So initially, we started selling things just on a Friday. We'd have vegetables, they'd have chickens to order, they'd have other things to order.
And then they would come in afterwards for a jar, presumably.
That's right.
Yeah. So it was good for business, and it kept the village happy as a community asset.
Yes, but in the end, it took over. So we decided we needed a shop. And we realised that there was lots of local people within a 30-mile radius making their own cheeses, their creams, lots of local producers that were right. small, that weren't in supermarkets. And our main thing was to get products that weren't in supermarkets initially.
Right. Yeah.
So that's how the shop started in 2004.
Could you have kept this pub going without the shop and without broadening its role? The role of the pub?
No, because it would have been a struggle. It's always a struggle in a village, and it's even worse now with the price of petrol trying to drag people out. But yes, I think the two businesses complement one another, really.
And do you find constantly you're having to innovate to keep the pub a going concern?
We try very hard to keep it as a pub and not an eatery.
Yeah.
We do a lot of food, but there aren't very many pubs around now where you've got a good drinking trade, because they tend to turn it all over to tables for eating.
Is there a particular sort of person who becomes a publican?
Yes, a successful pub that stays open, even in a town or a village, it's down to the publican. And as long as they accept the fact, it's going to be very hard work, very long hours, and not a lot at the end of it, you're not going to be rich, and you're happy doing it, then you'll have a successful pub.
So why do you do it?
Because we enjoy it.
What do you enjoy about it?
Every day is different. Different people in every day. Lots of business is done in here.
Gosh, your ears must flap.
Well, it does. I mean, can I write a book? But I'd have to wait till they die to put it into print. You know, lots of affairs happen here.
But you sometimes see the start of an assignation, do you?
We do, yes. Oh, yes.
And then you have to keep quiet about that.
We do, yes. We're like doctors. We can't repeat what we hear.